Okay, this week I was going to take a little bit of a longer passage, Proverbs 2, 6 through 8, and I was going to give five different action verbs that link God up to wisdom. But the more I thought about it, each of those five words, I started to have more and more ideas for each one, because a little insight into what I do. How I normally do this is I do recording like I'm doing now, and then I look ahead to what the next verse or verses are going to be, and then I save it onto my phone so then I can bring it up throughout the week. And I just, from time to time, I just contemplate the meaning and, you know, any insight I can get to it. I just think about it during the week. And then I, when it's time, I just sit down like I'm doing now and I record it. Well, I kept coming up with more and more ideas for each one. So I decided to break them down individually and give a talk for each of those words. And the first one is gives. And it's Proverbs 2:6. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. So the Lord gives wisdom. Wisdom comes from him. You know, when we mess up and we keep messing up time and again, or we're faced with difficult choices that we have to make, or what have you, we know that true wisdom comes from the Lord. You know, there can be a bit of human wisdom to a degree, because, I mean, after all, God did give us our intellect, our brains. He made us able to think deep. But the thing is I don't want to stake my life on man-made wisdom. If you're asked to stake your life on something, you know, wouldn't you rather it was God's wisdom? So wisdom comes from God. And it's interesting that this point can actually fit really well into this time of the year. It's the holiday season, and, you know, we flip the calendar over to December, and we're right in the middle of the race to get as many presents as we can get, and hopefully that's not all that's all you're concentrating on, you know, because there's a lot of great things in the holiday season, the songs, the decorations, and the Christmas shows on television. It's a great time of year. But this verse fits really well into it when I said, for the Lord gives wisdom. Because one of the greatest examples of the Lord giving is John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. So that was his greatest present. And the thing is, so it says God gives wisdom, God gave us his Son. And those two even link together in 1 Corinthians 1:30 when it calls Jesus the wisdom of God. So it all fits together. The greatest example of God giving wisdom to us is in his Son, when he gave us his Son. And that's something we should really think about in the holiday season, that he came to sacrifice his life. He came to live a perfect life. You know, there's certain things he came to do, but one of the things he came to do was to show us the Father. Jesus said that time and again. He came to show us the Father. And part of the showing us the Father is he came to show us God's wisdom, because he is the wisdom of God. So that's something to really think about in the holiday season. And, you know, we're always wondering, how can we find wisdom? And, you know, we obviously think of the Proverbs, which is why I'm going through the Proverbs. But if Jesus is the wisdom of God, then the greatest way we can discover wisdom of God is to read and study the life of Jesus and the things that he did, the things that are recorded in the Gospels. And then also go to the Old Testament and look at the prophetic words about him. You know, and I think Isaiah it was who called him, all those, the big long list of names for Jesus, and you can study that. And so that'd be my call to action to us during the holiday season, is to really study the life of Jesus and just contemplate how he is the wisdom of God given to us.